My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Down the stretch we come on Grant and Danny. You missed your chance today to win tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live. That's okay. Four more chances this week, including tomorrow, ahead of the Beltway Blitz at 4 o'clock. We've talked a lot about the Commanders today. All our coverage of the NFL on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Before we get back into the Commanders topic at hand, and want to get your reaction, Danny, to Washington's ranking among 32 teams over the next 3 years, how awesome was the James Wood 3-run home run yesterday?
That was a pretty cool moment, wasn't it? That was pretty neat, man. Bringing a lefty just to face him. Find a different lefty, I guess.
First pitch, fastball up and in at 95. He takes it out to true left field, you know, opposite field, but basically down the left field line where you would pull the ball as a right-handed hitter for the second home run of his career. I saw this stat after the game. He is in the StatCast era. Okay, so that goes back to what, 2016-ish maybe?
Yep.
He is the second player. This is the second time ever that a guy, left-handed hitter, has taken a pitch at that location and hit it out to left field. Because you know this better than most. I mean, to have a up
you can't
and
do
in
that.
Heat and to get to that pitch and take it the other way down the line, it just doesn't happen. Josh Bell was the other one in 2019. So a couple things on that. Number one, 2019, they used the golf balls as baseballs. That was the year where you just pop a ball up.
Oh,
in the
that's
infield,
right. Yes.
And it
remember.
Got out. So I don't even know if that is fair. And it was kind of a wall scraping type home run. Also, do you see any Josh Bell and James Wood swing?
A little bit. Yeah. When you're that tall and upright, everything is just be simple, be clean. And that's kind of what Bell's whole deal was. You don't have to exert yourself. Like, think of a small, like Bo Bichette starts in the back of the box. Has everything, big leg kick, gliding forward, hands going back, everything goes forward, just to be able to generate the power that you need to cut. If you're big and tall like that and your levers are long, just keep it clean, keep it simple. So there is some Josh Bell there.
The finish to me always looks like Josh Bell. It just does. Like, the way I would describe it is, and on the home run, if you watch the replay, it's a great example of this. It is that Josh Bell finish where he kind of, the bat goes through the zone, and there's no, like, bat whip back behind his head. He kind of stops almost at, like, three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's pointing into the home dugout at first base. And then he kind of holds the bat out in front of him. Like, if you're a mark and you watch Josh Bell, you know what I'm talking about. You watch that swing and you go, oh, my God, that's Josh Bell. He, like, holds his follow-through up high, like, pointing out toward right field. But quite a scene. 2-2 game. Two on, lefty comes in, and James Wood, who's already had his welcome to the show game with 5 RBI, you know, 3-run double in the Grand Slam. This was a special moment for him at home, though.
Jack of the runners, kicks and delivers. Swing and a fly ball to deep left, way back, going, going, it is gone! Goodbye! Bang, zoom goes James Wood with his second major league home run. It is in opposite field. Three-run blast.
Darius, if you can, just the bat meeting the ball. Somewhere in there, right? Listen to this sound. This is Stanton. This is McGuire. This is Otani. This is the kind of the different thump sound. This isn't one of those, excuse me, I got it up into the wind and got lucky and it scraped the end of the wall. This is not, you know, what someone would normally, like Glenn Allen Hill hitting the ball out of Wrigley Field when he crushes a ball like that, pull side. This is opposite field, left on left. And that deep base of a thump when it hits the bat is special. Go ahead. It's different. It's different.
It was a great call. It was a great scene. I mean, it was one of those, that's what you're waiting for. You go to Nats Park a lot. You know, I bought tickets. Me and the kid went yesterday and watched. Like, you're just hoping for a moment like that with one of the young guys. By the way, Dylan Cruz hit a homer in AAA yesterday. Brady House homered this weekend. Things continuing to look up on the rebuild. A sweep of Cincinnati, the Reds, as they were in town. So now, after three straight wins, the Padres come to town for a series that starts tomorrow. After the Nats, we'll have the day off tonight. All right, let's get back into then the Commanders ranked 22 out of 32, three-year outlook. What I wanted you to hit on was just a reaction to the rankings that they gave. They have the overall roster 22nd, the quarterback position led by Daniels 20th, coaching. I'm looking at the wrong team. Looks like my chart moved. So what they ranked was overall roster 24th, quarterback 15th, coaching 20th, front office 20th.
Yeah, I mean, it shows you the faith or upside of Jaden Daniels. Thought of very well, thought of very highly right now this minute before he's taken an NFL snap. He plays well. That number goes up. Kind of everybody else goes up too, right? Dan Quinn looks a lot smarter. So does Cliff Kingsbury. So does Joe Witt. I mean, if Jaden Daniels hits, we all know the level of game changer. We've gone through it. We've seen it. We know what happens, right? But the rest of it, I think, is an indictment on both the previous regime and, to a much smaller percentage of it, the current regime. I think they're okay with the fact that they can't overhaul everything in one offseason. I mean, they've changed out a lot of personnel. I think it's going to be more than half the guys are new players from last year to this year. That's going to happen when you were as bad as they were, and you get a new regime in here, both free agency, the way they did it, and a lot of the draft picks are going to play. But I think they knew full well they couldn't solve everything and be a Super Bowl contender in a single offseason, especially if you're going the rookie quarterback route. So I think it's basically saying we're patient here. There's going to be a lot to do. But that just shows you there's a lot to do.
I actually think putting Dan Quinn 20th is fine. He's a middle-of-the-pack coach. Maybe he's better than that, but going into his second stint, coming out of a couple of years waiting for an opportunity that he wasn't getting, I don't have a problem with him being listed 20th. The front office hopefully is going to end up being a lot better than that. But if you're telling me right now, either Adam Peters ends up being one of the great GMs in the league or Dan Quinn ends up being one of the really good coaches in the league, you'd have to roll with Peters because you haven't seen him not be that yet. Right? I mean, in the case of Quinn, you kind of know that he does some things really well. He's going to have some faults. I did the study this offseason that we talked about quite a bit for an extended period of time about how hard it is to have sustained great success as a coach, as a defensive-minded guy. It's just nobody's been able to do it, really. That's been hired post-Belichick or Mike Tomlin. It just doesn't happen. It's really, really hard to win when you're a defensive-minded coach with any consistency. So I don't have a problem with him being listed 20th. I hope eventually that you're top five at quarterback, because Daniels is a superstar, because then nothing else matters. And if you're top five in the front office, well, now it's over, Johnny. If Jaden Daniels is excellent and the front office is elite, and both of those are possible. I'm not going to say they're probable. It's hard to do that. But they're both.
It's on the table.
Absolutely options. And I would say there's some confidence that it could happen. Then they're going to be one of the better teams in the league more often than not for a bunch of years. And that's the whole dream. You know, there's four spots to me that matter the most. Owner, GM, head coach, quarterback. And if I could get any two of them right, you know, a lot of people would probably start it at the top with owner and GM. I think I would actually go GM and quarterback as the two most important, because the GM can fix.
Makes everyone else look right.
The coach, the quarterback can make the coach better. And also the GM, assuming they're empowered, can cover up with football acumen a lot of mistakes that an owner might make.
Yeah, you basically take your chance that you have an owner that's not in one of the opposite extremes of overactive tyrant, think David Tepper, or, you know, lackluster, doesn't care, won't spend. You can figure out which, you know, what owner might fit that bill. But anybody that's in between is usually fairly replacement level, right? I mean, we like to think of them as these, you know, soothsaying magic people. And you watch the Hard Knocks front office with, you know, John Morrow walking in and being like, it'll be really hard if Saquon Barkley's an Eagle. All right, man, see you later. Like, there's no magic there. He's just a dude that happens to own the thing. You know, like, there's nothing special that he's doing. So I'm with you, actually. To me, it would be GM and quarterback, because those are the hardest ones to find, I think. You know, like, a coach looks like a genius when they've got great personnel and, you know, the assistants are good. And, you know, all of a sudden, a guy that at one point was a genius now can't get a job. See Vrabel, see Belichick, who you mentioned a moment ago. So to me, the two of the four, I'd love all four to be great, and that's awesome. I think right now, I feel pretty good about three of the four, with maybe, you know, the glowing reception of Dan Quinn kind of starting to sway me a little bit. But, you know, that's...
What's the fourth one? Is that Quinn?
Yeah, Quinn okay. Is the fourth.
So you don't feel good
I don't feel great about it. Like, gotcha. To me, he's fine. I've been really impressed with the staff. Like, to me is the most impressive part.
Totally. I mean, that's the best sell that they can do and did right away was he's going to build a great staff. And I think that's true. He is very popular. Dan Quinn is well-liked.
Yes.
It might be more important to be well-liked than to be really good. And I'm not saying he isn't good. He might also be good. But I don't think he's special. I feel a lot like I felt when they hired Rivera. I think he's a better version of Rivera because he's younger and has more energy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And I really don't know. I mean, is that opinion that I have of Ron based on post-cancer that it just he slowed down a little bit? Honestly, maybe. Because it might have been the case that right before he was the coach here in D.C. or early in his time, the first year when they won 7 games and went to the playoffs somehow, that maybe he still had some of that energy. I don't really know. Like, remember when we played that clip of him in the locker room with the Panthers screaming and cursing? And it was like a scene out of Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was not the guy that was the coach here. That's not the same person. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if it's because he's 10 years older or it is a very serious thing that he had the treatment for. I don't know. And I'm not making light of that. But I think Dan Quinn is a better version of him or like a higher upside coach because whether it's not just an age thing, but he's got more energy. I think he is more of a motivator at this point. Rivera is a, I don't want to make Ron look bad because I really respect him guy. He is a, I want to make him proud kind of leader. Whereas I think Dan Quinn is a get after your butt, yell at you, scream, you know, do what he's got to do, give you a speech. But I think there's just more table flipping with him, maybe.
Might be. I mean, I also think, and you and I have gone back and forth about this a little bit, but I think the recent success of Quinn as a coordinator makes me feel different than figurehead Ron Rivera, who was good 6 years ago or whatever it was with the Carolina team that had Cam Newton with a Superman cape on. You know, like the recent work that Quinn has put in, it's a better report card than Rivera's previous, you know, 6, 7, 8 years over the same time frame. So I'm a little bit more excited than, I don't want to change in hindsight. I was excited about the Rivera hire at the time, that's before I knew, before I kind of understood what was really happening and how bad it was going to be. But yeah, to me, much more positive now maybe about Quinn with the benefit of hindsight.
Unless we forget, I mean, Rivera as a coach probably was not as bad as we remember it or most people thought it was. The problem really was the front office part. Rivera was not good at that, and the people he surrounded himself with were bad at that. And Dan Quinn has very little to do with that.
Yep.
Although that's what they say. I still am interested and curious about that. Because pretty clearly, Jaden Daniels was Dan Quinn's guy all along. We've read about that. We've seen the reporting on that. We know, based on some of the behind-the-scenes stuff we've been able to watch on Commander's Log, like Jaden Daniels was his guy. Now, maybe it was also Adam Peters' guy, and it just so happens that
the stars line up.
You know, their Venn diagram was the same, I suppose. But we keep hearing a lot about, I want nothing to do with picking players. I don't want to have a lot of say. He certainly got his quarterback. May have just been because he was also the GM's quarterback. And along those lines, is he the guy that just is going to say whatever Adam Peters says, and he knows what Adam Peters thinks, that's also what he thinks? You know, that's a pretty good way to have a great relationship with a GM, is to just agree with a GM a lot.
I agree with Coach, said Martin Mayhew 1,000 times at every press conference.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, famously, you know, Beathard and Gibbs would get in those heated, knockdown, drag-out arguments over people, and sometimes you need some of that, right? Because it's all professional. It's all about the end goal is the same. We all want the same thing, the team to be good. So having one voice that everyone says yes to is not ideal. You do need different voices, not just to say the wrong thing, but to actually have, you know, different ways of doing something, different approaches, where you go, what's the best way to build a defense? One guy's going to go, do what the Ravens do. It's hard to find consistent pass rush, but we'll have a great secondary, and we'll create havoc through blitzing. The next person's going to go, have four great down linemen and see whatever the hell else happens. There's different ways to skin a cat. So you need that different voice, but it's good to have the one guy at the top that's going to weigh all the things, all the information.
Looking at ESPN's ranking of all 32 teams over the next 3 years as they project out, Ed Washington in the power rankings, 22 of 32, a heavy lifting on Jaden Daniels. Outside of Daniels, who's the X factor, clearly, who would you say is the next most influential person who could be a pendulum swinger? Someone who, like, if you're filling in the blank, non-Daniels. Yeah. If blank, then they are able to make a playoff run 2-3 years from now.
So the name that jumps into my mind, it might be, this might sound stupid, it might look stupid, but Brandon Coleman is the name that comes to mind here. And maybe this will be an afterthought next year, the offseason, they go again to left tackle, they either draft one in the first round or trade for one, or there's a camp signing Charles Leno a couple years ago. But they seem so comfortable and so calm and so complacent with a swing tackle and a guy they took in the third round that half the league doesn't think is a tackle. If that dude is a tackle, and if he's the tackle, they're walking around doing the My Cousin Vinny bit when Mona Lisa Vito's giving testimony. They're walking around going, we are geniuses and we're excellent at this. All you pudgy dolts, especially old Fanny Mouye, shut up. Shut your dumb mouth up forever and bow down. Because if they're right, they have the quarterback and the tackle in the same draft, good heavens, sky's the limit.
Yeah, on rookie contracts.
On rookie deals.
No less, even in years, to your point. I think my answer as a fill-in-the-blank, again, non-Jaden Daniels, if blank happens, they'll, 3 years from now, be what ESPN's projecting these top teams are, which is a championship contender. I would say if they assemble a top-tier skill position group, which they have not done yet and are not close to doing. And maybe the quickest way there is that a lot of the guys that are already here elevate. So Dotson, McCaffrey, Eckler, Brian Robinson, Ben Sinnott, like all those guys have to be better maybe than projected. But then you either, maybe next offseason you sign Brandon Ayuk, just as a name.
Mm-hmm.
Or you trade for, you know, some great veteran, Devontae Adams or something. And all of a sudden now you're like, man, they have a great skill group. And Jaden Daniels is an electric runner who can throw the football. And now there's a pretty good path. Top of the rankings, not surprisingly, the Chiefs. I think you should just write Mahomes and then go to number two. But they didn't. They gave a lot of other information. Here's what's weird, though. They say that the non-quarterback roster, the roster minus quarterback for the Chiefs, is number two in the NFL.
Remember, they had so many young players.
Yeah,
played for them over the last couple
of
years.
Are they the second most talented roster in the league when you don't account for Mahomes? That's silly to me. I mean, their skill group is not even that good. And Travis Kelce is old. Travis Kelce could retire at the end of this year. Nobody would be surprised. Far and away, their best player. They're okay everywhere else on offense, basically. I know they have some really good young players, especially defensively. And they've got a superstar in Chris Jones. But like their receiver room, it's Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. I don't even know if Rashee Rice is playing in the first half of the year. I mean, what am I missing?
Yeah, the receiver room's not great, but a lot of other places.
Awesome.
Yeah, a lot of other places. When you look at, you know, the draft from a couple of years ago, Creed Humphrey, their starting center, and you know, you mentioned the defense. That's a group that carried them most of the way until it was, you know, Pat Mahomes Superman time come postseason, right? Was their defense was keeping them in games as their offense with a bunch of neophyte receivers and way too much Kadarius Toney or Mecole Hardman was trying to do something to get up to speed when they were kind of teetering middle of the year. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm with you. The two is aggressive, but yeah, you add up like...
I would say back end top 10, top of my head. But to your point on Humphrey, 99% win rate as a pass blocker last year. Is that pretty good?
That seems good.
Trey Smith, 96.6%. So that's second and fourth overall in pass block win rate among interior offensive linemen. They have the Ravens second, which stands to reason because you got Jackson, a really good front office. They ranked quarterback situation fourth. Obviously, Mahomes in Kansas City was one. Overall roster minus quarterback for the Ravens, fourth. Coaching, fifth. Front office, third. It's just a really healthy organization.
It's a machine, man.
And they do the... What I like about them is they have no problem going on the 1 or 2 year deal that turns into a 1 year deal with veterans like Derrick Henry when they need to. But when it... The stuff that costs a lot of money, they go get Zay Flowers or... Like, I think they just drafted Roger Rosengarten at tackle, who I wanted Washington to draft. I could just see Roger Rosengarten now being the next really good right tackle or whatever in the NFL. Seems like they evaluate well. It just works out for them. You got a buddy where everything just works out for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Ravens.
Yeah, they've always got, it's whenever they do it, it's like, God, that's so smart. They're like,
it's a culture thing.
Yeah, it's like where you go, a lot of people are looking at what somebody can't do. They always go, we'll find something for Suggs to do. Rushing off the end. I know he didn't run. He ran a 4.58. That's not very fast. We'll probably figure it out. And he turns into a Hall of Famer. I mean, they do that.
This one goes against conventional wisdom, I would think. They have the Bills third. I get the sense a lot of people think the arrow is trending down on Buffalo.
Interesting.
They put a lot of eggs, it seems like, in the Josh Allen basket. They say he's not going anywhere. Offense already transitioning late in the season last year. Emerging star Dalton Kincaid at tight end. James Cook coming on. They just drafted Keon Coleman out of Florida State.
Because they lost so many players off a defense that was excellent a couple years ago that's gotten a little bit worse.
Right.
Some of the names we recognize, but I guess that doesn't, for tourists like me that aren't like studying their roster, maybe you go, don't look now, but they've replenished a lot of these guys. They've really layered in the draft when you start to add up the Ed Olivers of the world, Greg Rousseau and AJ Epinesa and a number of their pass rushers and replacements for some of their institutional guys in the secondary that were always coming up with picks who are now in their mid to upper 30s. I guess that makes sense to me. I could see it.
Number two at quarterback, they say. Number four, front office. And then top 10, both overall roster, non-quarterback, 10th. And coaching, which might be a little bullish for me, McDermott, 9th. But four top 10 grades, a couple top 5 grades will get you into the top 5. This one makes sense and checks out the Lions. Like they're really well positioned. They need Jared Goff to play as well as he's played the last couple seasons. I guess with Ben Johnson staying for at least one more year, no reason to assume he won't this season. But overall, non-quarterback roster, third. Quarterback, they've got Goff 12th. Coaching, they say third. And front office, 6th. So they really like Motor City Dan Campbell. And why not? Unless you're Danny Ruye, at this point, you got to give Motor City Dan his props. He's done a hell of a job.
Listen, he's the right guy for that space. Their talent is awesome. Like, we sort of, like, rubbed our eyes. It was like, okay, yeah, they got Frank Ragnow. Or,
that's why their front office is ranked 6th.
Yeah.
They have drafted better than anybody for, like, 3-plus years running, I think.
And it is such a game changer when you get one of those mid-round guys. Not only that turns into a starter for you, but a star. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown is excellent. And he's a 4th rounder. You know, like, I know you've watched Receiver, but if you haven't, listen to Amon-Ra St. Brown list all the 16 receivers that got picked ahead of him. There's a Washington one in there, maybe two. It is something.
Diami.
Diami Brown.
Gets a shout out.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Diami than Amon-Ra.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
And respectfully,
yeah,
I would rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I think you and most GMs who have ever been GM.
Yeah, I just straight up, I'd probably take him over De'Ami Brown.
Rounding out the top five, the Eagles in the ESPN top 32, 1 to 32 rankings of the next 3 years in stock you would buy in teams. Philly, they ranked non-quarterback roster 6th, quarterback Hurts 7th. That's interesting. Hurts was maybe the second best player behind Mahomes in the league a couple of years ago. Last year, I would have put him like in the 17 range or something. So the mean would be, I don't know, like 10?
8 or 9, 10.
But they got him higher than that. They think he's more what we saw 2 seasons ago. So we'll see if he bounces back. Coaching, they have 14th. And front office, they're big Howie Roseman guys. They think the Eagles have the number one front office in the National Football League. Hurts, by the way, turns 26 next month. So despite the collapse last year, all the reasons in the world you'd think with that supporting cast that he could bounce back. And it's fair to say that front office doesn't swing and miss very often. We'll see if they got it right with Bryce Huff. That was my guy that I love for Washington. Of course, he ends up going to the Eagles, the 26-year-old, 8th in pass rush win rate among edge rushers last year, won about 22% of one-on-one matchups. I think Philly wins the East. I think they're positioned to win the next couple years, but coaching listed 14th. They might fire their coach halfway through this season if things go bad.
Isn't that wild?
So if it's not 14th, it's like late 20s. And if it's late 20s, you might be further away than you think. When people start coming in, running new schemes, changing things up with your personnel, then things get sideways fast.
Yeah. This is a group, again, they've turned over, especially the guys on defense, so much from just a couple of years ago where they had 70 sacks, whatever the hell the total was, and that carried them to a Super Bowl that they probably could have won or even should have won. But now it's a lot of new names, a lot of different things. They've kind of turned that over, and that's a Howie Roseman special, where you sort of do something the year early before you're too late, and you're always kind of layering, and you look up, and you go, wait a minute, that was the guy that slipped. Like, they've got a bunch of those dudes. I know he hasn't done a ton yet, but the Jalen Carters of the world, the Jordan Davises of the world. Those are the guys that, like, for projected top three, top four, top five, something happens, and you go, wait, that guy's on Philly too? Wait, that guy's on Philly? They're always layering. It always seems they're a step ahead of everybody.
Tomorrow on Grant and Danny, you're going to hear from general manager of the Commanders, Adam Peters, and head coach of your Washington outfit, Dan Quinn. That should be fun as camp is kicking off tomorrow and practice number one is set for Wednesday. We will also have those tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Next, Linnell Willingham. It's Lenovo time right here on The Fan for Darius and Ryan, Grant and Danny. Saying so long. We're back at it at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.